Hello.
Hello.
Ah. So in the Japanese art of kintsugi, when there's a cracked or broken vase, they don't throw it away or hide it in some dark basement. As a matter of fact, they fill the cracks with gold, and then they proudly put them on display because they say it's the brokenness that makes them more valuable and more beautiful.
So this morning's talk is entitled Beautiful Brokenness, and we're going to just look at some of the ways that we might have seen ourselves as broken, or perhaps others have thought of us as broken. And the idea for this talk got started a couple of years ago when we had the pleasure of visiting over in Scotland, and we were in a lovely little small town in a small little house doing a very small house concert.
To very small people. They were only about that. No. No. They were normal.
So you can imagine how up close and personal it was with these folks, and we asked them their names, and one fella who just kind of stood out from the rest, he told us his name was Mekel, which we found out was the Scottish pronunciation of Michael. And Mekel said he was very taken with our song, Beautiful Brokenness. And we were very taken with Michael's beautiful accent. Mm. And we would just love to share him with you. We did ask him after the concert if he would honor us by reading the lyrics to one of our songs, and he chose Beautiful Brokenness. So here's Mekel.
From the shattered pieces of a life tattered and torn, something lovely rises up, and I have been reborn. Day by day, I wake to someone I have never seen. Who'd have guessed that I could ever love someone like me? Beautiful brokenness, love will always win. Beautiful brokenness, that's how the light gets in.
Don't you love that accent? We do too. So, yes, our travels have taken us to some very fine places. A little while back, we had two Sundays, and we had the misfortune of being stuck in Lake Tahoe for a whole week. Oh, my. But I said, well, who can we possibly stay with? And Stowe said, well, my cousin Claire lives in Lake Tahoe. Yay. So we invited ourselves to stay with cousin Claire, and she turned out to be a really lovely person. She was a fabulous hostess. She made us three healthy meals a day. We had fluffy beds and fluffy pillows, and she was really something. So it turns out that Claire is an interfaith minister, and we were there on Wednesday. So Stowe came to me Wednesday morning and said, now, Claire has a group meditation class tonight, and I'm going. Do you all have the committee that lives up in your mind and speaks to you? Mine kind of went off on that one. Group meditation? Well, you suck at meditation. And how do you do group meditation anyway? I did not want to go. But how could I not go, right? Claire was so wonderful. So I went. And there were about eight of us in a circle with Claire. And then at the beginning, Claire announced that this was going to be a different kind of group meditation. It was actually going to be surrounding poetry. There goes my committee again. Poetry? You don't get poetry. Blah, 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 blah. It was my intention to take a nap for the next hour. It was totally not my intention to sob each of the four times, harder, each of the four times this one poem was read. It's an amazing poem written by the Welsh poet David White. I understood it perfectly. And I felt like, oh, it was so important. Are there any other fellow sufferers in my New Thought family? Any type A? Type A, New Thought people? Okay, it's worse for us, right? Have I said my affirmations loud enough, long enough? Are they the right ones? My vision board, did I use the right magazines? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should have only used O magazine. And in this beautiful poem that we borrowed two lines from with permission, I felt that I was being given an incredible gift and permission, that we were all given permission in that moment to breathe into the knowing that whoever and wherever we are in this moment is exactly who and where we are supposed to be. In this moment now, I lay all struggle down, searching for, wanting more. Now at last, I'm free. These words are enough. This breath is enough. Oh, what joy to breathe the air of sweet relief. Letting go, no need to know.
Years ago, I did not know that I was enough. Back then, I weighed about 50 pounds less than I weigh right now, which is pretty scary if you think about it. I thought I was at the end of my two-year journey with rectal cancer. And the really difficult part for me was that I felt like I was about to die with my music still inside me. Because you see, for way too much of my life, I allowed fear to sabotage my dreams. I was afraid that my voice or my songs or my guitar playing weren't good enough. Really, just down inside, I felt like I wasn't good enough. But I learned the hard way that fear is really toxic to our bodies, right? Because my body took all that fear I put in it and it said, if you're not going to live your life, you're going to lose it. And it took me 2 years of having cancer and coming this close to the edge of death before I finally got this message. Fear doesn't stop you from dying. It stops you from living. Yeah. Amen. And you know what else I learned?
What?
Oh, I know. How it's going to turn out is not for us to know. Life is a mystery. Enjoy the show. I met him on the south side of the Pensacola Pier, a solitary soldier of the sea. He looked to be 100, but his eyes were crystal clear, and when I spoke, I swear he saw inside of me. He said, "You're trying to figure out the wherefores and the whys. Isn't life supposed to be a big surprise? And how it's gonna turn out is not for us to know. Life's a mystery, yeah. Enjoy the show, everything will be okay. In the end, my friend, if it's not okay, it's not the end." I took a breath and let it out. Felt a little peace. His wisdom seemed to soothe my troubled soul. And that weight there on my shoulders finally took its leave when I let go of trying to keep control. The old man smiled at me and said, "It was never in your hands. Don't you think it makes God laugh when to know life's a mystery. Enjoy the show, everything will be okay. In the end, my friend, if it's not okay, it's not the end." The truth washed over me like some sweet to know, no, life's a mystery, ooh yeah. Enjoy the show, everything will be okay. In the end, my friend, if it's not okay, hey, if it's not okay, it's not the end. No, no.
Thank you.
Aww. You guys are sweet. And you're talkative. I like that.
Yeah.
So here's what else I learned. That these bodies are really important if you want to stay on the earth plane, right? So we have to take care of them. It's been said that the body is the temple of our soul. And I'm looking out here today. I see some very lovely temples. We invite you this morning, if you're able, if you're willing, would you stand up and shake your temple? Woo! Sing with us when you get it.
My body is the temple of my soul. My body is the temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is the temple of my soul.
Oh, I used to think the body's just a body. Yeah, a handy place to hang my clothes.
I didn't treat it nice. No, I was naughty.
Really?
But Lord, I've changed my ways, 'cause heaven knows.
Yeah, my body is a temple of my soul. Yeah, my body is a temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul.
Oh, when I was young, I didn't wanna hear it, no.
But every year I'm closer to the truth.
Yeah. It's all connected, body, mind, and spirit.
Oh, so good God, you mean no jumbo baby room?
Well, no!
Because my
body is a temple of my soul. Whoa, whoa. My body is a temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul.
So that makes it a vessel, holy and special.
To harness its powers, I'll get my 8 hours. Less emails.
And text.
More dancing.
And sex.
In all things moderation.
Less work.
More vacation. More veggies and fruit.
For this body suit.
But most of all, please, everybody,
remember to breathe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
My body is a temple of my soul. Ooh, my body is a temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul.
I've only got one of it.
Ooh, it's up to me to love it.
My body is a temple of my soul.
I love the
this
dancing people.
This is a fabulous group. Yes. So, do you think we need just more overall, more overalls? No, more overall, more overall volume in the monitor?
Maybe vocal or.
Or I don't know. Could we get a little more of our vocals in the monitor? Thank you, Paul. I do want to say, what a fabulous sound team you have.
Yeah.
Thank you. So my mama's sweet little body temple lasted until she was 95. That's the good news. The bad news, the last 8 years of her life, I could find no beauty in what appeared to be lots of brokenness. I just need to tell you a little bit about my mama. First of all, she was the quintessential Jewish mother. I am a nice Jewish girl from El Paso, Texas, who's been in Unity for 30 years, so I consider myself a Junity person. Yeah. She was a Leo. Let's see some other Leos in the room. I knew it over there. you know how you are. And that's how she was. She also belonged to Mensa, the Society for Genius IQ People. She was very proud of her smarts. She was a fabulous artist. She made paintings and pottery. She made this ring. I don't know if you can see it. She was a force. She ended up legally blind from macular degeneration, no more art, and living in a dementia care unit. And I have to tell you, in spite of 30 plus years of these beautiful Unity teachings, which have been proven to me time and time again that everything happens for a reason, and not only that, that there is perfection in everything, I could not find the perfection in what was happening with my mama. So I spent some time in a pretty dark place railing at God, saying, what is this? You know, this is just mean. And And then the good news is I didn't stay there long. I said, okay, oh yeah, those principles. Okay. So I said, if there is perfection in this, you have got to show it to me. And I was sent this song to write, which really saved my life. And we want to send this out to any of you who have made a similar journey with your parent, a partner, a friend, and especially if you're making that journey right now. We just send it out to you with an awful lot of love and hope that it brings you some comfort. This is the woman who had all the answers, the one I would lean on for comfort, for strength. She's never forgotten one grandchild's birthday. Now she can't remember my name. And it makes me so angry. I shake my fist and cry.
Thank you.
love note. If you are going through a difficult time with one of your parents now, if you have become the parent and they the child, if they are not who they were and you find yourself confused, stressed, and angry, I understand. I know this is not easy, and it's all right, and it's perfect. Breathe, cry, go to a ridiculous movie, take a walk, find a support group, consume moderate amounts of chocolate, and take good care of yourself. My heart is with you. Thank you. Thank you. So that reading was from my book, On Angels' Wings, that has a CD with the song about my mama and a bunch of other songs back there. I have asked Stowe if she would share my favorite few pages that will show you in an instant why this woman is my best friend, my sister. I know that she's tuning, that's why I have to talk a little bit. It's just
the way I get her to compliment me.
Well, aren't you sneaky? No, but here's the thing, you know. She's just become a part of my family. My husband calls her his second wife, wife number two. She is my sister. I have a sister who doesn't like me. And I've been trying for 68 years to get my sister to like me, and it just ain't gonna happen. This one, God brought this one into my life to, yeah. So anyway, you're gonna find out why she's so fabulous and brave in a moment. Is it almost story,
story time? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so 10 years ago when I got that diagnosis of cancer, I did what I think most people would do if they get a diagnosis of what sounds like it could be a fatal disease, and that is I put all of the focus on my body because I could see that my body was broken and it needed healing. The kind of surprise for me along the way was finding out that there was something else in me that was broken and in need of healing. And that was the wounds of my soul. And I got a glimpse into that when I was meeting with this lovely woman down in St. Augustine, Florida, who is, I think she's a healer. And this is an excerpt from a conversation that we had. She said, "Do you love yourself, Stowe? I mean, really love yourself?" "Yes," I answered too quickly. She studies me. "Over the last few months, I've learned that Marilyn is one of those special people who has not only the gift of healing, what some call laying on of hands, but she also has the ability to see beyond the surface, perhaps what's called the gift of knowledge. In other words, she intuitively knows what people are thinking. When I look into her eyes, she smiles, and I have the feeling she is on to me. You know," she says, "right now, you look just like your daughter, Grace." "Well, thanks. That's quite a compliment." "Yeah, she's a special little girl." Again, Marilyn studies me. She leans in closer. "You've told me about your past, Stowe, how your mother died when you were young, and how your father put you and your brother into foster care. And I know you were abused emotionally and sexually. I can only imagine that throughout all of that, you must have felt abandoned, unloved." "Yes," my voice is barely a whisper. "And perhaps, as a child, you thought that if the world didn't love you, if your family didn't love you, maybe you didn't deserve to be loved." My jaw tightens and I lower my eyes. The room suddenly feels hot. "Am I right?" I nod slowly. "Okay. I want you to do something for me. Close your eyes and imagine a few of the bad things that happened to you as a child. Can you do that?" "Yes." "All right. Now I want you to imagine those things happening to Grace.
Oh, I cry out suddenly, no.
Tears sting my eyes. This is an unbearable thought. Marilyn reaches out to me, placing her hand on mine. Okay. Now, I want you to see yourself as you see Grace, to picture the beautiful child that you are. Love her like you love Grace.
All my life I tried to hide the cracks within my soul. God forbid that you should see what no one else should know. Day by day it wore me down, this aching pain inside. I had no choice but to set free what would not be denied. Beautiful brokenness, love will always win. Beautiful brokenness, that's how the light gets out here in the old,
here in the old.
I have freed my soul.
Somehow being broken
has made me.
So I want to take us all back for a moment, back to Scotland. So the day after our Scottish house concert, we heard from Michael. And this is what he shared, that 35 years before, right there in this very small town of Prestwick, Ayrshire, Scotland, a very small town, in a very remote part of Scotland, and what he shared that had a very small village mentality, he had been born Michelle. And he had lived the next 34 years in great confusion and in pain and feeling very broken because his outsides didn't match his insides and he knew that something was very wrong. So just a year before, he had very bravely completed all of the steps to fill his broken places with gold and to become the beautiful man that he always knew he was.
So now that you know the rest of the story, we would like to share Michael with you once again.
from the shattered pieces of a life tattered and torn. Something lovely rises up, and I have been reborn. Day by day, I wake to someone I have never seen. Who'd have guessed that I could ever love someone like me? Beautiful brokenness, love will always win. Beautiful brokenness, that's how the light gets in.
So everybody, just take a deep breath together. And in closing, we want to remind everyone that your life is a prayer that God is praying. Mm.
Celebrate who you are. Be who you were born to be, for therein lies the gold.
And always remember that you are enough.
And if it's not okay, it is not the end.
And please take care of your beautiful body temples, because you are each a valuable, precious work of art.
Yeah, we are each perfectly and beautifully broken.
And
so it is.
Thank you. Thank you.